Snap and the Power here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy, PJ and Jim. 8.5 minutes past six.
Oh,
what a weekend it was, eh?
What a weekend it was. Go on, Cork. I tell you, what a win for Cork.
I can't. Are you off your... What is that playing in the background?
It's the Grand National.
Yeah. What's that going to do with Cork?
It was a Cork jockey. Two in a row.
That's what you get
a
out of it.
A man from Yall. A man from Yall. Two times in a row.
Unbelievable.
And what's the first thing he does?
What about the horse?
Yeah, what about the horse? You know what I mean? The horse doesn't do an interview. And the horse definitely wasn't from Cork.
No, that's what I'm saying. Where I was about to celebrate the magnificent achievement of the horse.
Well,
Tiger Roll. Not
the
since,
horse
not
didn't
since
even
the,
talk to the
not
cameras.
Since the Great Red Rum has it happened. And you go on Cork, you get out.
When's the last time someone from Yall...
You're some lick arse
has
you
won, when's the last time someone from Yall has won two in a row of the Grand Nationals? Never! First time in history. And there you are saying, oh, you won the horse. It's been done before.
Well, what about Gordon Elliott?
What do you mean?
What about the trainer? If you're going to give the jockey a big up, what about the trainer Gordon Elliott there from
him doing laps. Didn't see him doing laps of the field, did you?
Unbelievable.
No,
unbelievable.
I saw your man
Gordon Elliott
sellotaped onto the back of a horse, hoopering himself over 30 fences. Over 4.5 miles or whatever the hell it was.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Suffice to say, neither one of us won any money on it. We had a dreadful Grand National.
Oh, God, yeah.
You were on the same... Ironically, and we hadn't coordinated this.
No,
we ended up
on the same horse.
On the same horse.
So that was a jinx if ever there was one.
If ever.
Yeah.
We were both on jury duty.
Jury duty.
Now we should both be on trial.
I know.
For shocking selections.
Unbelievably. Unbelievable. This show, when it comes to picking horses, this is the worst show in Ireland.
Was it only jury duty you were on? Or did you?
No, that was it, yeah.
I was on this other thing called Ballyoptic. Both of them fell down. Neither one of them finished.
My ma had Tiger Roll the whole time, but she was there going, aperture, look, there's no money on it. You know that way.
That's what would put me off. It would be, because the odds were so short.
She was there, if it stays up, it'll win.
Yeah.
And sure enough.
It stayed up.
It did, yeah, it stayed up. But anyway, there you go.
Anyway, Derek did well on it. He texted in to say it was great. He won at the weekend on Tiger Roll. And also, somebody else was on. Saying, win for Westmead.
Westmead? What are you talking about, Westmead? Where's Westmead from?
I always thought Gordon Elliott came from just Mead. Unless he's Westmead, maybe.
Oh, right, yeah, you mean
your
man.
Maybe that's what they're... Like, I assume the Westmead footballers or whatever weren't in action, were they?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, then.
Yeah,
I can only assume it was a reference to Gordon Elliott.
Japers. I tell you, your man Gordon Elliott wouldn't look good on the top of a horse now. He wouldn't, would he?
He was a good jockey in his day.
He was all right. Was he?
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Big horses back then. Where'd they? Bigger horses.
You're very past remarkable.
I am not.
You're very past remarkable.
I don't know what you're talking about.
About people and their appearances.
What appearances? I'm not saying that.
Did you look at the horse and say, sure, that'll never win the big arsonist. How is that going to get around?
You're telling you. You would, wouldn't you? You'd be there. That's what a horse has been doing. Some serious lunges or some serious munching.
Actually, that reminds me of a bad story. A mate of mine, right? He was watching the horse racing with his missus, right? And you know the way they have the handicap system?
Yeah.
And it's carrying, you know...
Whatever weight.
10 stone 10 or it's carrying blah, blah, blah. You know, they have that handicapped system.
Yeah.
And he was watching horse racing with his missus. And it came up with blah, 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 whatever the name of the horse was, carrying 10 stone 10. And his missus turned around and said to him, you wouldn't think that horse was the same weight as our Margaret. Yeah, Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 17 minutes past six. Right, we got to the bottom of it. Apparently the Westmead connection is Michael O'Leary.
Right, so there you go. I didn't know he was from Westmead, to be honest.
I didn't know that either, to be honest.
Didn't know where he was from. I knew he wasn't from Dublin, that's it.
Yeah.
He's a gas man. Like, I will say, you know, I'd hate to work for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeez, I'd rather...
No, that would be I can't imagine that being a pleasurable experience.
But
he's
a very charismatic sort of a fella as well. Do you know what I mean?
The video now has gone viral, I assume, of him.
Of him giving away the two free drinks on Ryanair. Two free drinks. No way there'd be a free bar for 40 minutes in the air. No, it's two free. You now get two free drinks.
After him delaying the plane and all, that's all he gave them, two free drinks.
Yeah, what's the story with him delaying the plane? I missed that. The plane was delayed.
Or, for him to get back.
Was that it, yeah?
It was obviously.
So then you gave everyone
don't let that plane go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
Until I'm on it.
That's something that, I mean, do you know what I mean? It's a different life, isn't it?
It is, buddy.
Different
it
life
is.
Altogether.
It is. Right, birthdays today. Now, I'm going to tell you in advance, okay? This is arguably the worst selection of birthdays.
Oh, God.
We've
really?
Ever had.
Really?
Well, considering one of them is an archbishop.
Oh, my God. I'm absolutely fecked. I'm never going to get any of these.
Yeah. But we might not get to him. We'll see how it goes, right?
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah, this could be a struggle. But literally, there's nothing. I can't find anything else, right?
Right.
So, here we go. Let's see. First one's the best one. Robin Wright.
Robin Wright. Who, if I am right, that's Mike Tyson's ex-missus, is it? No, it's not. It's the one from Game of Thrones. That... No, get House Cards. And the Princess Bride.
Told you this would be good. Yeah.
That's who
you'd
it is.
You know her better as Claire Underwood.
That's right. And I know her from the Princess Bride. That was the way. That was the first time I ever saw her. What an amazing movie that is.
It's weird
I
that
love
you see.
That
now,
movie.
I wouldn't have known her until House of Cards. Never came across her until House
you
of Cards.
You know the Princess Bride.
Yeah, yeah. I did. Afterwards then it was like, oh, that's your woman. But... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She didn't strike me as a famous actress when she was in House of Cards, initially when I saw it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, to be honest,
she's brilliant in that, though.
Yeah, oh, jeez, she's brilliant in it.
Like,
that's why the fourth series is so hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because the story's brutal, but she's fantastic. So you just want to see her all the time.
Yeah, the fourth
and then they
series
give her
was
terrible,
a letdown, wasn't it?
I couldn't watch the end of it. I watched the first half of it. And then there's only so much of Robin Wright I can look at before I can stop lying to myself that this is just really crap.
Yeah.
You know,
it was
the way,
just it was such a letdown.
It's so disappointing, yeah. Without your man, without the two of them, that's the whole thing that made it work, was the two of them being the devil together, wasn't it? It was their relationship that was the whole crux of the whole thing. Then when he was gone,
it was like they
she
were
was
just
still fantastic, but there was no
making
reason.
Making up weird kind of things just for the sake of them.
Yeah.
It was like it was going nowhere.
Yeah, without
it
the two
weird.
Of them, it didn't work. Yeah. If she was gone,
that's
it would have been the
same. Such a great the first three series, some of the greatest television I've ever seen.
Ever.
Yeah.
And then
he goes and guess God.
Then he went and started feeling lads up and
hang your head in shame. For all sorts of reasons.
Dirty fecker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ruined House of Cards.
You did, you dirty fecker. I tell you something. If I got my hands on you. No, I wouldn't.
What an expression to use with.
Yeah.
Anyway, Robin Wright.
If I got my hands on you, you'd probably put your hands on me and I'd run away. Right, so Robin Wright, fantastic actor that she is. Oh. 51.
Not bad. 53.
Right, not
bad. Not a bad
effort. Yeah.
Right, next one. Julian Lennon.
Julian Lennon?
Yeah. Look, I told you we were...
Julian Lennon.
I told you we were clutching at straws, buddy, right?
That's either a children's TV presenter or it's John Lennon's...
son.
Oh, is that who
Yeah. Who they say was the inspiration for Hey Jude and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and all that.
I love the way that... He starts his own music career and he's not very good. And then that's what. So instead of saying he wrote such songs as they go, he was the inspiration. And I love the way Julian Lennon.
He made his da write such songs.
Yeah, I love the way Julian Lennon is the inspiration for Hey Jude. Will you get out of it?
That's what
they
say. It's
not even the same name.
Jude. Just it's like a nickname for Julian.
Oh my God.
Hey Jude. Like saying, hey dude, hey Jude.
That's so ridiculous, it's beyond...
Apparently he's a photographer now, so...
Yeah.
But he did have a hit, he had that saltwater hit, you know, saltwater...
Oh yeah.
Saltwater
runs from my eyes.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I know what you mean, I'm just saying, like, that. Would you get out with you? That's like, honestly, like, writing a song called... That's like Phil Lynott saying Sarah was dedicated to his mother, Philomena.
Yeah, no, it was dedicated to his daughter.
Yeah, but I know, but what I'm saying there, would you listen to me? Would you listen to me for a change?
I know what you mean.
It's so obviously not about Julian Lennon.
Yeah.
And saying Jude is short for dude.
What? Are you sure it's definitely not?
It's ridiculous. Like, honestly. They wrote the song yesterday because they were thinking about tomorrow.
Come here, listen. If Hey Jude isn't about him, how did they get to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds then?
Oh, that was written about Rita in the pet shop.
No, that's supposed to be written about
hamsters.
Him as well.
Oh, for God's sake.
I think he just took... He probably made up those stories, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Because you know I'm the inspiration behind Lucy in the Sky.
So when's the second album coming? Do you know Hey Jude is about me? Yeah, that's what that is.
Right, how old is he, Julian Lennon?
Oh, God, he's 42.
He's 56.
Oh, hadn't a rashers, to be honest with you. Hadn't a rashers.
Right, and then,
Apparently 42 is his lucky number.
By the way, we still haven't got the Archbishop yet. Anyway,
oh, God, yeah.
Next one up, right? Vivian Westwood.
Oh, yeah, Vivian Westwood. She's
you do? Well done.
Oh, I know who she is. Yeah, so she was there with Malcolm McLaren. Like, she's like the godmother of punk.
In the fashion sense, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, she started, she had that shop with him, didn't she? That, like, that he started off in, and they were both, they were there from the start, with the, along with the Sex Pistols.
The only
and
thing
all.
I know about Vivian Westwood is she looks like a creation from a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah, she looks like a... She looks like a
or
a,
else she looks like somebody that Tim Burton has based all his female characters on.
Yeah, she's like a wicked witch or something.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
She should have been cast in all of those things. Edward Scissorhands.
Big time, yeah.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
All of them. Yeah, she's like
Or what's the other one? The Bride one.
That's what I was talking about, Princess Bride earlier. That's a different thing. Did you know Princess Bride was written with... She was the inspiration for Vivian Westwood.
That's
amazing. There you go.
I didn't know that.
She's like a wicked witch in tartan trousers and expensive handbags.
Exactly.
That's what Vivian Westwood is like.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say her stuff is mad money, isn't it? You get a pair of loafers off her for about €700 or something. Not into... That would be my thing. I'm going to say she's...
Not young now.
No, she's like 82 or something.
78.
Oh, right.
Not a bad... And finally we guess...
Did our bishop? Oh,
here we go. This should be good.
I should get this all right.
Dermot Martin, Archbishop of Dublin and Primate of All Ireland.
Primate. You can't say up that. You get done.
That's what he's called.
That's sectarian.
Not primate in the species sense. He's not a gorilla.
It's not called a primate.
He is Primate of All Ireland.
The chief gorilla of the Irish Church.
Correct. He is literally the head monkey.
That's not the right word.
It's in the papers. Go and look it up.
Primate is not the right
of
word.
All Ireland.
Ah, Jim, you can't call the bishop a primate.
I'm telling you,
a primate.
At least that's what he's listed as.
A primate's like a gorilla. It's like what they rescued from Finglas during the week on the Rathaut Road. That's a primate.
How very dare you?
No, that's what I meant. Did you not see that story
about the Archbishop being in Finglas and being rescued?
No, you mad man. About they caught the guns and money and a monkey.
Oh, the monkey, yeah.
And
yeah,
the rat
yeah.
out row, yeah. They were taking that, yeah. That was a primate.
That's the start of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That's
how it starts.
That's how it starts. That's how the real one starts. Forget about the movie.
A gorilla with a revolver and fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the start of the real Planet of the Apes, buddy.
That'd be brilliant.
Watch this space.
Imagine that. Come on, now, lads. Do an evolution. It'd be brilliant.
Especially if you had a figless accent.
I really do hope it's... I hope it starts in Northside Dublin, no matter what it is. Right, so I'm going to say the chief gorilla of the Catholic Church of Dublin is 73.
Oh, 74.
Ah.
Not a bad effort. Not a bad effort.
Jeepers. There's a list here, Matt, find 8 human-like behaviours of primates, and not one of them says becoming a bishop.
That's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. How was your weekend? Were you raided by Vikings or anything? Was
no.
The monastery sacked or anything like that?
Nothing to that effect. No, it was a quiet sort of...
Great.
Non-descriptive.
You're just there. Just you and your scrolls.
That's it, yeah. You know, tidying them up and all that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Keeping them dust-free, yeah.
So
yeah.
What was it? Was it a sports fest for you, John, or what's the story?
No, really. I tuned into the Grand National and it was great to see Tiger roll, you know. I don't follow the sport that much, but they're all killed praising how the fact that the horse overcomes its limitations in size. I don't know why that's such a big deal, but it's apparently a very small horse.
Yeah.
But apparently just glided through this enormous 30... mad fences of
30 fences four yeah. I think it's 4.5 miles, is it something like that? Yeah,
it's over 4 yeah. Right?
I mean, obviously it's a steeplechase, but it's like not your average. It's 30 fences, 3 or 4 of them which are like 8 or 9 or 10 feet high,
yeah,
and all
yeah.
that, and they just sort of mill over them, you know. Now, in fairness, the second circuit the fences are gone because they've absolutely brutalized them, so so essentially it's half the size. But then again, it's what an achievement. 45 years to win it back to back.
Yeah, yeah. And a man from Cork, which Jim doesn't seem to care about at all.
I just pointed out there's a number of connections, that's all.
Yeah,
a number of connections.
Well, strong Irish connections in the fact that it's owned, trained, ridden, And
That's what I loved as well about the coverage as well, is that they were making a big deal about the home representation was there with walk in the mill or something, or something came in second or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Because with more Irish horses in the field, but you notice the home rep, say, coverage on television channel in question, which I'm sure we can say is ITV, but it was very much, you know, here we are, the Grand National, and it's marvellous, and all that kind of thing. And then they had these fellas blowing trumpets, and you can see Irish lads supping pints, and, oh, look at that. Go on, will you? Kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
This pomp and ceremony is part of their.
They
natural.
Love it, yeah, they do.
Yeah. You can't beat it, though. Especially when
sponsored by
a whole load of Irish.
Sponsored
lads.
By some, you know, betting company, but there you go. We shouldn't say anything more. But that kind of thing, you know, it's like pomp and ceremony and blowy hats and all.
I know, yeah.
Blowy hats.
Yes, though. That's
you know
why
those
furry
yokes they have on top of their heads? And I was like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't really know what that's all about, though, I have to be honest with you. I think they should put flat caps on the horses that are running if they're Irish, though.
well, there you go. That's another day.
You know, so just at the end when the jockey's doing his interview, the horse is there with a flat cap chewing on a clay pipe. I just think, you know, it was...
Like he's just come in from ploughing.
Yeah. And like, you know, like the horse is a bit like, you're very good, sir. It was great. Sorry if I made a show of you.
Excuse
in your
me a second,
girl.
I'm absolutely parching. You wouldn't believe what I've had to be doing out there. 4 miles of it.
Any chance of some porters, sir? I'm off to run some running there.
Yeah, good stuff. Lightning Seeds, love that tune. Life of Riley and I Feel Love from Donna Summer just ahead of it. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Thanks for waking up happy with us, folks. Much appreciated. 087-188-0008 is always on WhatsApp. That's going to become very important a bit later on. Today is the start of our Caribbean Queens.
Caribbean Queens.
That's the one. Going to give you the chance to win yourself that amazing Caribbean. Are you Caribbean or Caribbean?
No, I've never understood Caribbean. I don't know who says that. Caribbean.
Yeah. I float between the two, I have to say.
The Caribbean. That's
no,
just an American
I
thing, isn't
I'd say the Caribbean, but occasionally it would drift into a Caribbean, you know. No, I'm more Caribbean, but I have been known to say Caribbean. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, Caribbean. I don't know. That's something. I don't know where that comes from.
Let's go with Caribbean.
Let's go with
Caribbean
that for a while.
Queens. Your chance for a Caribbean cruise.
You nearly went back.
I nearly went back, didn't I? Anyway, we'll give you the chance to get involved just after 7. So plenty of details and that number, 087-188-0008. It's going to be important to you. Also, of course, Double Money Monday on the brand new Hitbit. It's not really brand new anymore, so I should stop saying that.
Well, yeah.
It's relatively new.
Yeah, €1,100 anyway. That's what we have for you.
Lovely.
On the Double Money Monday today for the Hitbit. So if you not want to hear what it is early, classichits.ie, you can go on there and have a listen as many times as you like.
Good stuff. And Monday, always a good day to play the breakfast table quiz as well. It's a nice break to the Shearwater Hotel that we have for you this week. So if you want to be the first on the board, set the standard for the week, know that you're top of the leaderboard because there's nothing else to beat. You can have a bash of the old breakfast table quiz if you're in winning form. Somebody texted in to say, lads, my daughter won €20 on the Grand National.
Hey, good
stuff.
That was
stuff. D.
Very good going.
Well done. Well done, D.
Very good to get a winner of anything on the Grand National, in fairness, like, you know.
Yeah.
It is, like, when you think about the amount of nags that are in it, you just to I don't, well,
to
no,
get everywhere. Something that, I mean, when they, I think Paddy Power were paying first eight or something, were they?
Six, I think, yeah.
I think it was six.
Jay, was eight would be some goal.
That'd be great. Considering there's only probably about a dozen that finish.
Yeah. Although a lot of them finished this year, didn't they?
It
must be getting safer.
18, 19, 20, was it? Mind you, it is. But that's where I get it. Where, I mean, I like a bit of horse racing now and again. I dip in and out of it. I don't know anything about it. I'm not, you know, I'm not knowledgeable on it. But I do get where people kind of do get uptight.
Oh, jeez, yeah, of course.
I get where the animal rights people get uptight.
Of course,
like, when literally.
I
mean,
I do. When
one of them died.
On the force fence.
On the force fence, you know what I mean?
It does seem unduly hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, but I know what you mean, yeah. I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know how to feel about it, to be honest with you.
I was going to say we're a bit on the fence, but that's probably like an
inappropriate pun. It's probably a bad turn of phrase.
Inappropriate pun.
Yeah.
Somebody else has texted in a little screenshot of a new Twitter account that's been set up.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier on about it being Dermot Martin's birthday and PJ wouldn't believe that he's known as the primate of all Ireland.
That sounds ridiculous.
But, well, Margaret's been on to confirm that I'm correct in that.
I've just looked it up afterwards. I'm really surprised.
But somebody else has texted in to say, this is our primate of all Ireland because somebody set up a Twitter account called Fingless Monkey
after
the events of the weekend.
Look at that. What's he saying? Could have blanked me. Oh, I nearly read that out.
Yeah,
you can't read it out.
You better be a little bit careful.
Yeah, you'd want to. Yeah, if you want to read what it says, you should follow
the
account.
It is a joke account.
It's a parody account. It's not the actual monkey from Finglas doing it yet. God, it was unbelievable, like all of that, wasn't
bizarre
it? What a mad year.
Bizarre story.
Irish people do crime in their very unique way, I have to say that much.
Yeah.
That's for sure. It's not any other country.
I mean,
really.
That has the makings of a movie like, what you call it would make? What's your man that made Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels?
Oh, Guy Ritchie. Yeah.
That's got a Guy Ritchie movie all over it.
It does, doesn't it?
The very
it?
Fact that there's a monkey involved.
Yes.
Means straight away, Guy Ritchie's probably negotiating the rights for that as we speak.
It'll turn out the monkey swallowed a diamond, and then they have to follow the monkey to get the diamond back. It'd be one, something like that, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
And the monkey, he was on the halting site out there in the Rat Out Road, whatever, and they'd be at the. He's. They gave him a diamond, and they hid it in the monkey.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the monkey? And, oh, I don't know.
And there'd have to be East End gangsters involved.
Oh, they'd be coming
just,
over to get the
so
diamond.
Just so they can use the phrase, what's it going to cost? I'd say it's going to cost a monkey. What is that? 20 quid or something?
I don't know. I know. There's too many betting terms I don't understand. I don't know what all these monkeys and, I don't know, put a parrot on that or a grand, yeah. If you want to be
my lover. Spice Girls and Wannabe here at Classic Hits. 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Quick happy birthday to Paddy. That's all we know. Paddy is celebrating his birthday today, and he is a dad of Sky, Josh, and Oscar. And he's also, according to this texter, by the way, D, he's a Liverpool fan.
Oh, Liverpool, right. Oh, right. God.
Now,
right.
That's what D said just before any Liverpool fans get all irate at me. That's exactly the quote from D.
Yeah.
And it's in inverted commas. He's a Liverpool fan.
Liverpool. Yeah. She said it, not us.
She said it.
We'd never say something like that.
So there you go, Paddy. Happy birthday to
Happy
you.
Happy birthday, boss. Have
Sky,
a great one.
Josh and Oscar wishing you all the best.
And come on, Porto. So there you go.
Anyway,
yeah, look, I'm so, you know the way every so often you read a story in the newspaper or you see a story popping up and you think, thank God, because it reassures you, you're not the only idiot in the world.
Yeah.
And in fact, the world is mostly idiots, sometimes.
Well,
okay, maybe
that's...
I'm reaching now, right?
Reassuring.
But look, we've all been there, at least I think we've all been there. Even though 84% of women admit it and only 79% of men admit it, the simple fact is we've all been there. The average person forgets their password 36 times a year. This is the survey of the day. And that's passwords for anything, your phone, your banking. The multitude of nonsense we have to have passwords for now.
That's
Netflix.
I mean, when you need passwords for your television.
Your
television
God's
account.
For God's sake. It just drives you mad. It drives me mad. And in the social media age, you've got Instagrams and Twitters and Facebooks and...
No idea.
Passwords to get into your house.
That's why...
Passwords to get into your car.
You know when things happen that, you didn't deliberately log yourself out or anything.
Yeah.
Like maybe you change your phone or something.
And just all of a sudden you have to go, and you have to remember everything.
Oh my God, that is torture.
And you're like,
Absolute torture.
And then you have to, and then pick a new password. Grant, there, put it in. No, you need one capital letter,
yeah.
One punctuation symbol. Point, one number, and you're like, Jesus Christ, and you make one up. Unfortunately, it needs to be 16 characters long. And I don't know this! I don't know this! Just use me name!
Yeah.
Please! And then you get warned with Grant. I mean, this one, but it's not really safe. You're like, how is Arthur Kunkel, number 91, with a capital in the middle, not safe? Shut up yeah, and just use it.
Yeah, when they give you that grading system. Yeah, well, it's kind of medium.
Yeah, Grant, we can run with this, but on your head be it. And anyway, it's so annoying. So it's shopping, booking your GP appointments now, apparently.
Oh, you're joking.
You need, so some GPs have set up this system where you have to have a password just to book it. Like, it's so unbelievably exhausting. So to keep track of them in a safe way, it's becoming increasingly difficult. It's actually Lloyds Bank in England have done this study, and they did 2,200 people, right? And they found 40% would prefer biometrics.
Yeah.
I didn't know what biometrics was until I read this.
About to say that, because the one thing is, right, it's shocking that the only thing it seems to apply to is actually my Paddy Power account, but it's the touch, thumbprint.
Does that work on
gets
your account?
Gets me in, yeah.
Mine doesn't.
Thank God, because I've no idea what my password is.
You see, I still wouldn't... The biometrics thing, for those that don't know, because I didn't know until a minute ago, is either voice-operated... Or your retina scan, or your fingerprint. But should the fingerprints allow the rubbish as well? I mean, you're in the kitchen.
Because your hand is wet.
Someone called you, and your hand, I'm washing my hands. Sorry, can't talk to you. The phone thinks I'm an imposter now.
Yeah.
Or you're too hot. Now you're all right.
Yeah.
And here I am typing in a code like some sort of caveman. And then, you know, like, no matter what it is, a dirty hand, greasy hand, your hand has to be in perfect condition all the time.
Yeah, actually, imagine, you know the way it's frustrating when you don't remember your password, okay? That's a level of frustration.
That's so unbelievable.
Right? It's terrible. Can you imagine how frustrating it would be if you had, say, a retina scan and it didn't recognise your eyes?
Yeah. Like, imagine you had...
I'm looking at you! Does not recognise retina scan. They're my eyes!
They're my eyes! Yeah, but I'm only seeing eyes of a drunk person. Jesus, just I had one night out.
Have you slept poorly?
Oh, yeah.
Excessive redness in the eyes.
I know, and the one day, if it goes by voice command, it'll be the same. You'll go out one day, and you'll have your... And then you'll come in, hello? Don't know who you are. We need to ring the ambulance.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. I'm having a breakdown.
Open the phone. I need to call an ambulance. Yeah. My owner does not speak like you. Jesus Christ. So I don't know what the answer to this is, but I think, and then they tell you shouldn't. Everyone goes, or I know one person in my life goes, just make them all the same.
Yeah.
Use the same one for everything. Number one, you can't, because some of them tell you use capital
different restrictions,
and the other one, and then you're warned by the so-called experts that's a really bad idea.
Yeah, because if somebody gets one, they've access to all your stuff.
Yeah, and then you just get so you're like going the other way. You're so unsafe, it's unbelievable. I have a list of my passwords in the fridge. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so all you have to do is break in. There you go. Yeah. If there's any burglars listening, I'm obviously here now as well.
That'd be a first. Somebody breaking in and going straight to somebody's fridge.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you something. Now, don't get me wrong. I know he has a nice telly and all, but I'm starving.
Just going to make a couple of frozen burgers and get into his bank account.
Yeah, actually, that's it, yeah. Sure, I may as well knock up a pizza while I'm
robbing. Yeah, it's a scabby fecker, look.
My God, is this... Oh, there's the only thing in this is tuna and rice.
Yeah, look at that.
And a few eggs.
Tuna, rice and eggs.
Oh, my God.
It's hardly worth burgling this fecking eat. And all his passwords are password. That list is gone anyway. So this is the thing, though. And they're saying it's just really, really frustrating people. So
is there a solution, though? Have they offered a solution?
No.
Great. Well done.
At the end of all of this, here's the best part of it. At the end of all of this, it just comes down to this. It says nearly half of people surveyed admitted to writing down their passwords. Write down their passwords. Nearly half of the people admit to write down the passwords. Where does that accent come from?
It's brilliant.
Where am I? I wasn't even.
In fact, to be honest with you, you should use that.
None of my family are responsible.
You should use that as your passwords. You should do your passwords phonetically.
Yeah.
Or spell them out the way they'd sound. Yeah.
So that's my passwords.
PJ and his passwords.
And his passwords. 60% of people age 55 to 75. And despite the potential inconveniences of it all, this is what it says. What we already know. Cyber experts recommend a unique password for every account to boost your security. In spite of the difficulty, it is the safest and the best way by... any absolute standard. So that's like. So basically, people.
I think I'd rather take me chances with the biometrics. I think I'd rather have it, you know, look into my eyes.
Yeah.
Or my thumbprint or a voice rate. Because.
Yeah, I think we should just go back to walking into people. But if it was actually someone, you could just go walk in. Maybe you could just walk into a bank and someone would be there. And you go, hell yeah, can I lodge that check?
Oh, for God's sake. And they're like, it's not the dark ages, you know.
Yeah, I know. Imagine living in a time where people helped each other out and did stuff.
You, above all
imagine
people,
that.
Want to speak to somebody.
Yeah, when I want to get something done. Yeah, I do.
Soul Asylum, Runaway Train, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 7:24 on this Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. First shot at Caribbean Queens on the way. And of course, we'll give you details of a Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit too. And plenty more going on, of course. The Breakfast Table Quiz, don't forget about that. We'll be playing that just after, just before 9 o'clock. And it is the first day to play, and that's always a good day to play because there's nothing to beat.
Nothing to beat, yes, I would say. You get set the standard for the rest of the week, really.
Absolutely. By the way, thanks for the people who text. A few different people text in. Remember we were talking about the fingerless monkey earlier on?
Yeah.
And it came into a conversation about monkey being a slang term for an amount of money. We couldn't remember how much it was. 500 quid, apparently.
Yeah, there you go. And Simon Cleary is texting in, yeah. Letting us know. So apparently this is the deal. Oh, Jay, of course it's gone a second. I'm looking for the feckin' thing. There it is. Soldiers coming home. Apparently called £500 a monkey. and 25 a pony, because a 500 rupee note had a picture of a monkey on it, and a 25 rupee note had a picture of a pony on them.
Yeah, so it was all to do with when they were
soldiers coming back
from
India.
Ruling India, you know.
Yeah, yeah, the old colonials, yeah. So there you go.
That's where it all began.
I'll have a monkey on that pony. So, excuse me?
So we've got a couple of monkeys and four ponies up for grabs at about 10 to 8.
We do, yeah. So it's
two monkeys and four ponies.
Adds up to 1,100 euro.
Well done.
Stop counting on animals.
Get ready to play Caribbean Queens. With thanks to Cassidy Travel, voted Travel Agent of the Year, and Multitrip.com. Compare their costs and cover against competitors to find out why they're Ireland's favorite travel insurance provider. Classic Hits.
Right, here it is. First chance to play for this amazing prize. You get to have return flights for two to Miami. You stay overnight, then you head off for seven glorious nights in a balcony cabin on the brand new luxurious Sky Princess cruise ship. With Princess Cruises, you cruise around the Caribbean, taking in the likes of the Cayman Islands and Honduras and Mexico. You get a Multitrip.com travel insurance policy for two. It is absolute luxury. It is the prize that PJ and myself would dearly love. But you're going to win it.
Yeah,
well,
you're going to win
it. Anyway.
Yeah, you can give us the pain of handing over what we would think is the best holiday in the world, to be quite honest with you. And it's all for you, of course, if you can just do... it's a pretty simple task. Sounds like a simple task. I'm going to give you clues to female celebrities. You tell us who they are. The one who gets the most right today goes into the draw. It's that simple. And then when do we do the draw? It's next week, isn't it?
It's Good Friday, 19th of April.
So
the day after your birthday.
Keep your fingers crossed if you're in the draw, and then hopefully I can really ruin my birthday by giving you what I would love as a present. There you go. It's that simple.
Who's the very first to play Caribbean Queens?
It's going to be Yvonne Dolan in Galway. Hi, Yvonne.
Good morning, guys. How are things?
Good morning, Yvonne. How are you?
Good, now, thank you very much.
You sound in great form for a Monday. What's your story today? What's the plan?
Well, I'm sitting in work. I'm an early bird, so I'm already in work and ready to rock and roll.
Excellent. Okay, good for you. Right, okay, this lady sounds, PJ, like she's sharp. This could go well now. We could be in with a chance of a qualifier today.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
I hope so.
Well, we're going to do everything.
Female celebs are my gig.
Hmm?
Female celebs
are my gig.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, well then, this is it. PJ Gallagher, are you ready?
I think I might be, yeah.
I wish you sounded a bit more confident than that.
Okay,
I'll ask you that again. PJ Gallagher, are you ready?
Yes.
Again, not overly, but
I'm ready. Don't you worry about it. I'm ready.
Dolan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 60 seconds. As many as you can. Best of luck. Here we go.
She's the former Queen of Pop. She sang Vogue and La Isla Bonita.
Madonna.
She's now the Queen of Pop. If you like it, you should have put a ring in it.
Oh, Beyonce.
She was in the Spice Girls. Her real name is Emma Bunton.
Baby Spice.
She famously sang for JFK. Happy birthday.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Her name is a colour. Sang Just Give Me a Reason.
Pink.
She is the Queen of Soul. Sang A Natural Woman.
Natural Woman, Aretha Franklin?
Yes, she's also a black American singer. She was in The Bodyguard.
Whitney Houston?
Yeah, she was married to Barack.
Michelle Obama?
She had the biggest chat show in the world.
Oprah?
Jenny from the Block.
Jennifer Lopez?
She was in Friends.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, she was married to Brad Pitt.
Jennifer Aniston?
No, the other one.
Oh, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, she's blonde-haired actress, and she was, what was she in? Fart! I'm going to give her one more. She was with Sonny. She used to sing a song with Sonny. I'll give you Cher. There you go. I didn't give her a clue. I ruined the last one. Mike's getting all upset because I gave you another one. You know, that definitely Cher counts.
Controversy. Controversy reigns.
No, look.
Controversy reigns.
It's not
reigns.
Her fault if I buckle me nuts. Oh, jeepers. It's not her fault.
So, it's
right.
Monday morning. It's
well,
Monday morning.
Okay.
So she's getting the one that was after. So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yeah, look at that for a score.
Wow.
Whopper. Absolute whopper
God,
score.
You weren't joking, Yvonne, when you said that you knew your female celebs.
I was born for this moment, guys.
I tell you, this is it.
This could whopper be your of a score.
Very first person to play, and who knows, maybe the very first qualifier, because that's going to take a bit of beating, 13 today, I tell you.
Yeah, that's...
Well, hopefully.
Oh, that's you. Michelle Pfeiffer was what I was trying to do when I went, blonde-haired actor. Yeah, you were never going to get it from there.
Right. Well, listen, with a score of 13, Yvonne Dolan from Galway, I'd say you're in prime spot to be today's qualifier. But, of course, Niall Boylan and Damien Farrelly, they may have... other thoughts on the match?
I doubt it somehow. I don't think anyone's going to be 13. That's a cracker of a score.
Let's hope so.
Thank
listen, Yvonne, well
thanks,
done.
William.
Thanks a million for playing.
Okie doke.
Have a good day.
See you later, Yvonne. Have a great one.
Bye.
Classic hits.
Hip hip. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hip hip. I told you I was going to try something
form.
Different. I told you I was going to try something different. Now, I don't know if that really worked, but I'll keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
Poor old Mike's head that he came off his shoulders when he looked through the window at me. Hit yeah, maybe that's
it. I like it.
I'll do my best anyway. Let's do it. It's the hit bit. It's about €1,100 today for Double Money Monday, and it sounds just like this. And if you can tell us what it is, we'll give it to you. I know we're not supposed to cast our guesses out there because...
Well, you've already pinned your colours
to the
mast. If
we get it right, it sort of ruins the whole game. But I'm for me, it's living on a prayer, Bon Jovi.
You
I want
that
someone
is.
To guess it. Yeah.
Do you hear where I'm going with it? No. It does sound like about 80% of every rock song ever written.
Yeah, well, that's what I get. So I kind of what makes it a bit hard, isn't it? But there's something in it. But we'll do it this way. Let's go to Christina Caffrey. She's in Dublin this morning. Hey, Christina.
Hi, lads. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. I enjoyed P-Day singing in the stair. It was lovely.
Oh, yeah,
thank you very much, Christina.
Yeah, the man's a natural chanter. He really is. Oh, sorry. No, a natural chancer. Sorry, that was it.
Yeah. Same difference, Christina. Yeah. Pay no attention to them. I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
Oh, yeah. It was good. Enjoyed it.
Good stuff. Let's try and give you a few quid. €1,100, Christina. What do you think it is?
I think it's Easy Lover by Phil Collins and Phil Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear that in
I can hear it.
That's an interesting one.
Right, so, Mike, what do you reckon,
the
Easy Lover?
The two Phils.
Morning, lads. Here we go.
Oh, he's very low. What's
let me hire him up.
Hold on, let's try and get some volume. We wouldn't want to miss the world's greatest punster at a moment
I think
like this.
Fine. It'd be better off if I'm low for this one.
No, there you are. We have you back now.
Have you got me back?
Oh, kind of. Gee, but he's sort of disappearing, isn't he?
Yeah, there's not a... Yeah, man,
there's not a huge amount of volume.
Somebody's been fiddling with his buttons, I suspect. Right. Anyway.
Anyhow, you missed it. So I said, good morning, lads.
Oh, good morning, Mike. Yeah.
Here we go. Another day in paradise.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Wow.
Well,
anyway,
I'm sure, Christina, you know it was worth the wait for that
one. Yeah, well, it was good. I give it that.
Anyway,
it was slightly better when we couldn't hear him.
Yeah. What's the sentence he was on before?
Anyway, it's hard luck. I thought it was a good guess, Christina. Thanks for having a go. Take care.
See you, Christina. Take care.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Right, so Becky Eager is in Meath. Hiya, Becky.
Hi, guys.
How are you getting on? How was your weekend, Becky?
It was good, yeah. No problem.
What you get up
to this morning? A bit of DIY and a bit of shopping.
Oh, hey, you were doing a bit of DIY.
Jim was doing a bit of painting and all that yesterday.
I was doing a bit of painting myself in the garden, you know.
Good man, Jim. You have to, don't you?
Oh, you do, Becky. These people wouldn't understand, you know.
I mean, there's
PJ Gallagher with his big DIY challenge on the telly. The man's never held a screwdriver in his life.
Excuse me.
I'd probably win if I went on it, but I'll give this a shot instead.
What are you doing? Do you mind me asking you?
I was doing my mother's house, painting, decorating and repainting fireplaces and things like that.
Oh,
so.
Are you?
Yeah. I'll tell you myself and Becky, kindred spirits, you know.
Kindred spirits. You want to see him? He painted a wall or something. He's been admiring the thing.
It was a fence.
He's pictures of it on his phone, though.
It's
you have
not
to give him credit, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Becky. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh,
I hope you win the money now.
Right, so if this Mutual Appreciation Society doesn't mind backing down a bit, we'll take your guess. What do you reckon it is, Becky?
I think it might be Britney Spears Stronger.
Stronger by Britney. What do you reckon, Mike?
It's a great guess. It's not right, though. Have a go tomorrow, though. You'll come back stronger than yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That's a lyric from it.
Yeah.
Those jokes you have to explain are always brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah, you love those. Becky, listen. Have a good day. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Cheers.
See you, Becky. Take care.
Right, so it's not Britney.
It's not Britney, and it's not... Oh, my God, the other one seems so... Oh, Phil Oakley, Easy Lover. Phil, the two
Phil Collins and Phil Bailey.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, one of the. It's all the Phils. It's not a Phil.
Borderline from Madonna here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. It's 11 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Welcome along, folks. Breakfast table quiz on the way this hour. By the way, we kicked off Caribbean Queens a little bit earlier on. A whole host of female celebrities for you to try and identify if you want to win yourself this amazing cruise that we have up for grabs. And speaking of female celebs, it's female names being rattled out at Radio Knots. We did really well this morning, 13 to beat. But apparently the old female names don't inspire the same level of fear as maybe the males do.
They might be doing away with it altogether. When it comes to naming storms, right? You know the way we've been naming storms for ages now.
Yeah.
I don't know when it started. Beforehand, when we were growing up, it was just stay inside, right? Yeah. And the first one I remember coming along was Hurricane Charlie. You remember 1986 was Hurricane Charlie. And for me, it was hilarious that the storm had a name in the first place.
Well, yeah, when did it start, actually?
I don't know. That for me was the first one I remember. Then I was very young.
Did they always do hurricanes and then they decided to do storms as well?
I don't know. But then, like, there was that one. There was Hurricane Charlie and then...
Because where's it going to stop? You
for
know what
years
I mean?
After that, it was a storm. And now... Even a gust of wind.
Well, that's
if you
what
have
I'm
a
saying.
Draft under your door, they call it Derek.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Derek the draft.
Is that where we're going
in
with this? You know, that wind and like a heavy shower will get a name.
Well,
then,
this
you know.
Is it.
Heavy shower Tony.
And you know something? I think we're going to have to come back to that because this is what I think is the real problem, right? But in the meantime, Americans and the British Met Office are freaking out because they're saying we don't take storms serious enough if they're named after women, right?
Which is... So strangely ironic.
Which is strangely ironic.
Because, yeah.
Because I take everything women says very seriously because I'm normally in trouble, right?
That's exactly it.
And trust me, as a single man, that's hard to do, right? So where you go, if a storm is called Derek, for instance, people seem to take it more seriously than if it's called Doris, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to have the same level. So there's actually more fatalities and casualties now when the storms are named after women than if they're named after men. So that or have they're not named after people, but male names. So now they're saying they may have to do away with it. They may have to do away with using female names or women's names on the storms because people aren't taking them serious enough.
Is it just the female names though, or is it the style of name? Because to be fair, and I know you have to be careful here because you're going to end up offending somebody who has the name. But I mean, there's a big difference between, you know, a storm that's kind of, or a hurricane or whatever that's called Thor.
Yeah, and one that's
and
called...
And one that's called...
Sinead.
Yeah.
You'd be like, right.
It's kind of like...
It does say, right, Thor does sound like a Category 5.
Exactly. So
proper tornado. Maybe accompanied by a tsunami, an earthquake. Who knows? Whereas Sinead, you think... Sounds quite nice. Like if you're thinking grand, I might even cycle
that,
in.
That might actually be a warm breeze.
I might, it might be a tough going into work, but I could get blown home.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But I think you're right. I think, to be honest, that's probably coincidental with the names. I think we're stopped taking storms seriously once they gave them names at all. Like that was, like the Beast from the East even didn't scare us in Ireland.
Although at least that's a decent name, calling it the Beast from the East.
Yeah,
or
rather
whatever,
than
call, you know
like if they suppose if they had a called that now. On you. You'd be right.
Yeah. I think I'll take a chance on going out.
I'm going to go out and on you.
I think I'm going out and on you.
In fact, I'm going to take on you if you'll have me. I think I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. I just think the whole thing's a bit mad. Now, they did contact Met Aaron about it, right?
Right.
So Met Aaron were contacted. And in fairness to them, they says, look, they haven't a clue what this is about. They haven't heard anything about any proposed changes at all when they were contacted last night. By the Mail, I think it was. And they said that just because the storms are named 7 months in advance, there won't be any, and nothing's going to change anytime soon anyway, because the storms have already been named for the end of the year.
They should name them the way they name amusement rides. Like if you had...
That's a great idea.
If you had Storm Oblivion.
That's a brilliant idea.
Now, that's impressive, you know. Or, I'm trying to think of the name of the other one. What's the other one? I can't think of any. What's the name of the old Cantado Park?
Oh, Cú Chulainn.
Cú Chulainn.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. Go even more, Matt. So it's like the Dominator.
Yeah.
That'd be an amazing name for a storm.
Now you're talking.
The Dominator. You'd be like, grand. And then hopefully it's a... But see, the problem is the Dominator would be... It'll end up being a Category 4. It'd be like, you know, a bit of a wind.
Well, Category 4 is not good enough for you. You want a full-blown... Why am I surprised from the man?
Yobzilla. That'd be an amazing name for Yobzilla. Storm Yobzilla's coming. That'd be great.
This is from the man who you like going out in storms and trying to fly.
Well, hold on. I was 11. You tell this man very hard, once.
You know, for you to take a storm seriously when your version of it is, will it make, like, you basically want to be Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Right. I was 11. It was 1986. We didn't realise storms were serious back then.
Well, I'm just saying.
My dad told me, because there was two Perspex things that came off the roof of the shed. He says, hold them and flap and you'll be able to fly. And I stood outside and he stood inside.
Yeah, because he had sense.
Yeah, and he started going, and he was, in fairness to him, flap hard, you nearly went up. You nearly went. And I... When you think about the different levels of parenting now,
I was just
going
to say, can you imagine, right?
Now.
Whoever the child authority are.
Yeah.
If they were listening to them.
Nowadays.
Well, my dad sent me out in the storm with a couple of bits of Perspex.
In Doom and Air. And he said that if you flap hard enough, you'll get over the back wall. Yeah.
I mean, that's... You see, that's what now storms would be. That'd be fun if you could get a storm like that.
The old man's 20 years dead this year, I swear to God. Now, if you knew this was the things I was telling them about. Actually, I should go into class never to say, flap hard! Go on, you flap! Get out of there now, see how you get on, smarty pants.
REM, shiny, happy people, 20 past 8 here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Also, by the way, a couple of things. Nigel Reardon in, where are you, Nigel? Oh, Newbridge, that was it. Momentarily forgot, but Nigel texts in to say it's 2013 when they started naming those storms.
2013?
That's when it began,
apparently. Right. Ah, well, there you go.
I thought.
Well, then how did we have Charlie in 1986? What made him so special?
Yeah, but that was a hurricane.
Oh, right, that's different, is it?
Yeah, apparently that's different. Well, it is a bit different, I suppose.
Right.
When are we going to have Storm PJ? That'd be amazing.
I don't think you can't. It's the initials.
They'll have to do it. They'll have to do it in honour of you trying to fly.
You know what I mean?
It's not beyond the realms. The greatest images I ever have of you is you standing with a pair of Perspex wings trying to fly in a storm. Do you know what category it was at the time?
I said it was Hurricane Charlie. Let me find
out. Was it Hurricane Charlie?
Yeah.
So it wasn't even... It was a hurricane he put you out in. Fantastic.
Well, he was in the garden. Like, you could see me all the time.
Obviously, it was safe, yeah, because you were in the garden.
Yeah, it was Hurricane Charlie. That's it, yeah.
Brilliant.
That was the whole point of it. I'd never believe just a strong wind was going to send me over the wall. It had to be a hurricane.
I'm gonna start a campaign to get a Storm PJ.
Hurricane PJ, maybe. Although that sounds like a boxer, doesn't it?
It does. That's
not bad. Wasn't Barry McGuigan the hurricane, sure? I think he was. Barry McGuigan was the hurricane.
The clone of Cyclone, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right, Jay. That's different. Yeah. What's the difference? I don't know what the difference is.
Alex Higgins was the hurricane.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And your man, the boxer, Carter, the American boxer.
Oh, yeah, Reuben Carter.
Reuben Carter. Right, also, somebody says there's a horse loose. There's a horse loose on the...
it's probably just Tiger Roll, isn't it, on the way home? He's having the crack.
On the N81. Yeah, maybe, yeah, he's on
the... Tiger Roll's on the N81, making his way home. If you see him, leave him alone. Stay away.
And also, I'm not sure if Elf Terry is listening at the moment, because he has just WhatsApped in. So maybe he's listening on the app, because he's still in London, he says, after what was a brilliant weekend of FA Cup football. He was at both games.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know what banks he robs to get to all these games. Fair play to him.
Fair play to you, Elf Terry. Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. 823, we still have the breakfast table quiz to come. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. 087-188-0008 if you fancy playing. Nothing to beat on a Monday, so always a good day to play. Also, stuff that's coming up very, very soon. You'll be able to see my learned friend and colleague, PJ Gallagher, here adorning your television screens very soon. And in all sorts of ways. Because, of course, the big DIY challenge, that'll be hitting screens fairly soon.
That's coming soon.
So there you go, ladies. A chance to see him in his Snickers.
Oh, God.
And
undeservedly so.
Hey! Wandering around, checking out all the big...
Dressed up as a real adult, I will be.
Wandering around, checking out all of the big DIY kind of jobs that people have taken on, those that have been selected. Have they been selected yet? Is it finalised?
I'm having a meeting with them now on the 15th, and we're going to go through the whole lot about who we're going to be visiting and everything. So we're doing that on the 15th of this month.
Okay.
And then we're setting it, then we're hitting the road, so we are.
Brilliant.
For the next 2 weeks after that.
So that'll be happening. And of course, as we talk about lots on the show, the return of Series 2 of The Young Offenders.
Indeed.
That'll be happening at some stage in the not too distant future.
In the very, very soon of the futures. Yes. There you go.
That's beautifully phrased.
Soon in the futures, Young Offenders Season 2 will be back on. We're doing it through the summer. But in the meantime, what a week for Cork. Not only did they win the Grand National. I know Jim thinks it's mad that I say that. He thinks it's all about the horse. I'm after y'all. Well done, Cork.
I'm not saying it's all about the horse. I do think it's mostly about the horse. But I'm just saying there's many connections. There's Gordon Elliott as well as Davy Russell. You know, and
Gordon
of course,
Elliott was not running around doing laps. Well, he was actually after they won. He thought he was going to do about 5 laps of the place himself. Did you ever see a celebration like it?
He almost put the horse on his back and...
He did give the horse a jockey back. Did you see him? Fists in the air and everything. Jumping around. It was great to see someone enjoy
it
that much.
Big day. But anyway.
Also another win for Cork in its own way because Chris Wally from Young Offenders, who plays Jock, he won a big award this week in the Olivier's Best Supporting Actor. He won an Olivier Award.
That's a big deal.
Like the Oscars of theatre, really, isn't
it?
And you want to see the company he was keeping. He's pictured here in the paper, in the Daily Mail again, with Gillian Anderson there, the two of them. Would you look at that? He's there with Gillian Anderson. X-Files and all of that crack standing right there, and who's got the award? He has it.
Unbelievable.
Would you stop the lights? Come on, the Rebels and all of that crack. What a year he's had. He won a BAFTA last year. Do you remember that?
What did he win the BAFTA for?
A Breakthrough Brit. Now, controversial title.
Yeah.
Very controversial, because he's no more a Brit than anyone in here.
Was that to do with Young Offenders?
No, it's because he's done so much. He's gone on to do the theatre. He's in the Isle of Inish. He did a play.
Right.
And he's brilliant in it. He was on the West End. Sure. That's why season 2 of Young Offenders has taken so long, was because one of the reasons he was over doing his thing in the West End.
Yeah.
He went to RADA. You know, he was doing the... RADA stands for the something about Shakespeare, right? It's one of the best...
Yeah.
It's like one of the best acting schools in the world, right? And he went over, he's doing that, and then he got this big play. So he's been on the West End. And through that he got nominated for his BAFTA Breakthrough Brit, controversial title. I know, you get nominated for these things.
Does BAFTA I always thought that was just a television thing.
No, film and television thing. Obviously not.
And so he's got a BAFTA and an Olivier to his name.
Yeah, and he's got the Olivier now, Best Supporting Actor.
He's only in his early 20s, is he?
Oh, he is, yeah. Yeah, he is. He's in his early 20s. I don't know what age actually he is now. He's probably 22, is he?
Oh, my God.
Maybe 22. He's got a BAFTA and an Olivier. I know. Would you stop the lights,
Oh, my God.
Stop the lights. It's crazy. So well done him. He's going to be some... God, he's going to be impossible to work with when he comes back. He's 24. Oh, sorry, 24. Mike knows. I should know these things.
Yeah,
shouldn't have my turn.
As you should.
It's going to be impossible to deal with him now when he comes back, isn't it?
The next time he's in, I must chat with him, just like from the point of view of one award winner to another.
It's back to that. What a low blow. What a low blow.
Well, anyway.
You are a turkey of a man.
It's now the multi-award winning... Young Offenders.
The multi-award winning Young Offender. He is, yeah. Chris is.
I thought the show picked up
something. The show's won a lot. Yeah,
exactly.
The show's won a lot of awards, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. The show's won awards.
They've all won awards, haven't they?
You're such a jack. He really is. He really is. He's unstoppable.
I'm trying to big up the show. Big up what a good show it is.
For those of you that don't know what he's harping on about, and I would like to use stronger language, because he did stand up one bloody time, and we entered it into a radio award.
It was a show award, BJ.
Is it? It's got his name on it. And if it was just a show award, then why is it he keeps bringing it up all the time?
Because I'm proud of the show.
20 years.
The show.
20 years. 96, 7, 8, 9. It was 23 years I'm doing stand-up. And I'll tell you something. I would have thought it was a pretty good career so far.
It has been amazing career.
Jackass McCabe does one show and wins an award, and it's hung over my desk here.
Because I wanted to share
it's
it with you.
It's hung over my desk.
It's a show award.
Well, then why do you keep rubbing me nose in it?
I'm only just saying, that's why I gave it to you, put it over
your
desk.
It's like if your dog does a poo and you're rubbing the owner's nose in it. It's totally pointless, there's nothing to it. And now everybody's
winning awards. To Chris Wally.
Even Mike won a bloody award from Magic, and he's crap at that as well.
It was from the Scouts.
It doesn't matter. Haven't won anything. Doesn't matter.
Look, give it time, okay? This is your season, buddy. Young Offenders,
Series 2. All I wanted to do was say congratulations to Chris, and now what is it again? It's about, brilliant. Congratulations, Chris, and let's not forget what a loser PJ is.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz.
win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score, hope the next call gets some more. It's a Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Another family break for you to win this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. It's a two-night family stay at the Shearwater Hotel in Galway. A perfect family stay. Just a click away at the four-star shearwaterhotel.com. Family-friendly hotel. There's a kids' club, 20-metre swimming pool as well. And as I say, it's a four-star hotel, newly refurbished and located in Ballinasloe in County Galway. So a two-night family stay is what we have. Breakfast, obviously, each morning. A meal and an evening of your choice. You've got a €20 spa credit for you to use and free kids' club passes for them to use as well.
And, of course, it is Monday. You get to set the standard for the rest of the week. And this morning, it's Orla Joyce who's in Galway. How are you, Orla?
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all, Orla. How was your weekend?
Great, not a bother.
Yeah, did you get up to anything good or bad or boring, or what did you do?
Very boring, nothing.
Yeah, do you know
just
something?
Working.
I did a bit of that myself, and I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed
it. Yeah, sometimes they're the best ones.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Doing nothing, it's great.
I know, yeah. If you can get a chance to do nothing, it's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
Rare
exactly.
Comes along, like.
Right, Orla, yeah, this is what we need from you. To be honest with you, we need anything from you at all that you get in these 60 seconds. We'll put you top of the leaderboard. But obviously what we want is for you to set the standard for the week. So the more the merrier, as is always the case. 60 seconds to give it a go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Orla, here we go.
Complete the title of this musical, Joseph and the what?
A Technicolor Raincoat.
If you were in Antwerp Airport, what country would you be in?
Australia.
Now, it's Belgium. Sheet, forked and ball are all types of what phenomenon?
Pass.
Lightning. Brown and grizzly are types of what mammal?
Bear.
Which female presenter jumped in and out of helicopters in the TV series Treasure Hunt?
Oh God, I can't think of her name.
It was Annika Rice. Oh. Which country did Diego Maradona captain in the 1986 World Cup?
Brazil.
No, it was Argentina. Which British girl group had a hit in 2001 with Hole Again?
Pass.
It was Atomic Kitten. Which animals who live mainly in rivers build dams of stick, stones and mud?
Otters.
It's beavers. Which TV show centres on well-known celebrities researching their family trees?
Science.
No, who do you think you are? Anne Robinson hosted a quiz show called The Weakest What?
Link.
In the nursery rhyme Rub-a-Dub-Dub, how many fellas were in the tub?
Three.
Turner's Cross is a stadium in what county?
Oh, pass.
It's Cork.
Oh, my God.
That
right.
Was terrible.
Oh, God.
It didn't go well. And just to add insult to injury, it's actually the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat as opposed to the amazing Technicolor Raincoat.
Oh, Lord above.
Well, the good thing is you're definitely in the lead.
Yes.
Oh, God. Woo.
Should I give out the score, Orla?
I'd say it was maybe 4, was it?
It was 2. But anyway, no, I'm joking. No, it was actually 3. It was 3.
3.
That it makes was 3. It so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
That's 50% better, that is.
Yeah.
Listen, Orla, the important thing is you had a go and you were great crack, so thanks a million for that.
Oh, my God. Thanks a million.
Listen, have a good day, Orla. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
See you, Orla.
Bye-bye
there you
now.
Go.
I tell you, that amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat would be better. If it was amazing Technicolor Raincoat.
Yeah, at least you might get some use out of it.
You know,
and maybe Elvis wouldn't show up in the middle of the show.
Well, exactly. When if you've got an Elvis impersonator in it, it's not a proper play!
I will say, it does seem Orla had a way too relaxed weekend.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
That was it.
She was properly chilled.
Properly chilled out, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, 3, so 4 the score to beat for the rest of the week. I think somehow we're going to get there. I have a funny feeling we'll get there.
The positives in it are that, you know, that's an incentive for other people to have a go. That's the important thing.
Definitely is.
Right.
Definitely
the
is.
Chance to have a family break at the Shearwater Hotel in Galway. You can take the family away for a couple of nights. You can check it all out at shearwaterhotel.com. Breakfast Table Quiz, same time tomorrow. If you fancy getting involved, 087 188 0008 on WhatsApp.